voy zumbando mi cascabel en la arena.
Rebecca Martinez Rocha is proud of her Mexican roots.
I love the atmosphere, I love the music, I love the way it makes us feel like we're a part of our ancestors' country, and our families love it. My mother loves it. It makes my mother cry to see me dancing.
Her cultural heritage is very much a part of who she is today.
I'm third generation born Mexican American, and I grew up in East Los Angeles. My parents are here, we're all Mexican Americans.
But there's one part of Rebecca's heritage that she takes a little less pride in.
The buffet table of death, in general with family gatherings, especially with close families, everything's focused around food.
And for Rebecca, it started early. In high school, she began to gain weight, but like most teenagers, she wasn't that concerned about the long-term consequences.
It was easier to just go through a drive-thru and come home and throw myself onto the couch.
Rebecca began to encounter diabetes in those she loved the most.
My first experience with diabetes was when I found out that my godmother had that, and I didn't quite understand it. I just kind of figured it was one of those things that happens to the adults. It wasn't something I'd have to be so concerned about.
Then, both Rebecca's mother and aunt developed diabetes.
When I found out that there's actually type 2 diabetes in my family, my bloodline, I sat up and paid attention, and that's when I started to really take note.
Rebecca didn't know much about the causes of diabetes, but she was learning a lot about its devastating effects from those around her.
One of them lost their sight, another one suffered renal failure, another had amputations. We just started to see more and more of the impact, and as time went on, you of course see what this disease can do to people.
Rebecca didn't have diabetes and decided to do all she could to avoid it. But much of the information she got came from the streets, and many of the so-called facts were actually myths.
There's things I've heard such as it's contagious, you can get it from somebody else, or if you have diabetes, you can never have bread or rice or any type of carb again. Other things that I've heard go from if your parents didn't have it, you're definitely not at risk, which isn't always the case. And then there's the opposite, that if your parents have it, you will get it.
Rebecca's biggest concern became her family's history of diabetes. But she didn't realize that her worries should have started with herself.
When Rebecca first came to see me, I think she had somewhere between 75 to 100 pounds to lose. She was quite heavy.
Dr. Peters diagnosed Rebecca as pre-diabetic. Pre-diabetes is a gray zone between having a normal blood sugar count and having the high blood sugar of a person with diabetes. An estimated 57 million Americans are pre-diabetic, with approximately 1 in 10 of them progressing to type 2 each year.
Having pre-diabetes means that the body is very resistant to insulin, and so the body's making extra insulin to compensate.
It's true that there's a genetic element to type 2 diabetes, but it is usually caused by a combination of genetics, poor eating habits, and lack of exercise. Dr. Peters cleared up the myth Rebecca had held on to, that because she had a family history of diabetes, her fate was sealed.
People who have a family history of diabetes are at increased risk, but they're not definitely going to get it. In fact, many of them can avoid it if they keep their lifestyles healthy.
Dr. Peters was crucial to my change. She guided me throughout the path. She had me see her nutritionist.
The first approach for treating pre-diabetes is always diet and exercise, because if you can lose 7% of your body weight, you can often help your body so much by that relatively small weight loss that you won't get diabetes. And that's not with medicine, that's with just lifestyle.
When Dr. Peters first told me that I was going to have to make some changes, I was scared. I was downright frightened. Food was my comfort. If I was having a bad day or a good day, it didn't matter. Food is what was there for me, and it made me feel good.
But Rebecca knows she needs to turn her life around to avoid sharing the fate of so many from her family.
The types of food that I have cut out of my diet or try to avoid are French fries, white potatoes, white flour. I substitute that with sweet potatoes, brown pasta, whole grains.
And the change is working. Over the last 4 years, Rebecca has lost nearly 100 pounds. And she's had a great influence on the people around her.
My husband loves his new lifestyle. And believe me, if it was a few years back, we'd be sitting at home wondering what time we're going to order the pizza.
On the menu tonight, tacos with a healthy twist.
We like to saute tomato and onion with some garlic and jalapeno with a little bit of seitan in there. So that's our taco meat. He's making the guacamole for us. We love to have that in there with it.
I haven't been eating as much meat as I usually do. I eat a lot more vegetables, a lot more greens. I have a little bit more energy than I used to before.
Want to try it? Tastes good?
Thanks to eating healthy and getting active, Rebecca is no longer pre-diabetic. And she's getting back to celebrating her culture through dance.
I had to step away from it because of the weight gain and bad knees, but now that I've lost some of the weight enough to get me back to a point where I can move a little better, I'm getting back to what I love. I think that finding out that I had prediabetes was like my crystal ball. It gave me a chance to look into my future and help me determine what my future was going to be like. Did I want to continue doing what I was doing and possibly face renal failure, heart disease, or amputation? Or did I want to try to save myself from this and turn things around? And I chose the latter.
For people with diabetes, life is all about finding a balance.
Diabetes is something I'm always dealing with. It never takes a break. It's constant.
Diabetes is a horrible disease that needs to be cured. But diabetes is manageable.
If you stick to the facts and ignore the myths.
It is possible to control diabetes. Some people think that it's very hard and that they will ultimately fail in doing it. And that's probably the biggest myth.
You can either handle it well to have a good outcome, or you cannot handle it and ignore it and have a bad outcome.
Diabetes is a challenge to the patient, a challenge to the family, but it's a challenge that can be met with work, with science, and with understanding.